very happy now to welcome back to the program Bernard Rubenstein. He is a conductor, and he's the president of the Santa Fe Holguín Sister City Association. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's always a treat to be back with you.
So Holguín is Santa Fe's sister city in Cuba, and you have been going back and forth between these two cities, among other things, for a long time. What is the nature of a sister city association?
Well, Santa Fe established a sister city program many years ago, before the year 2000. And around 2000, we set up a relationship with Cuba's third largest city, the city of Holguín. And in the intervening years, many Santa Feans have gone back and forth between Santa Fe and Holguín. There have been school trips from children in Santa Fe Prep. And noted Santa Fe storyteller Joe Hayes has gone to Holguín many times. And if you go to the Holguín Library, there are books from Santa Fe. And it's many Santa Feans don't realize that we actually have a sister city in Cuba. So that's something very important that I would like to let all of Santa Fe know, that we do have this beautiful city in Cuba.
Are they like us? I mean, are they similar in size?
It's a much larger city than Santa Fe. It's the third largest city, over 1 million people. And if any of your listeners would like to find out a little bit more about Holguín, they can go to the City of Santa Fe website. And on the left of the webpage, there's a listing A to Z. And under Sister Cities, it lists all of Santa Fe's sister cities. We have sister cities in Japan and Bukhara and China and in Santa Fe, also in Spain. But if they click on Holguín, there's a wonderful website that Holguín has with all of the cultural things of Holguín. It's in English. And Holguín has an opera company, it has an orchestra, it has theater groups, it has children's puppet groups. It's a beautiful city. It's known, actually, as the city of parks, because every other block is a beautiful town park.
Now, what is the nature of the activities that you do together when they come here, when you go there?
Given the present political relationship between the United States and Cuba, it's very difficult now for Cuban artists to come to the United States. It takes a great deal of money.
Although Maraca is playing this Sunday,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque. Well, in the last year, there have been more groups, but it's a very expensive venture.
Yeah.
And so right now, our relationship with Holguín has been a one-way relationship. Many people have gone to Holguín, and we brought gifts and books for the library. But we hope at some time in the future, when relations open up and the economy in Cuba improves, so that there are some funds so that we can bring, for example, a puppet group to play at the Folk Museum, for example, or the opera company. It would be wonderful to bring groups from Holguín. So now it's just continuing to establish a cultural relationship to break down the cultural barriers that exist presently between the United States and Cuba.
Holguín is, if I understand it right, and I've never been there, more of a European and perhaps less of an Afro-Cuban cultural city. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's less African than the city of Santiago de Cuba, for example, which is very African. And you can you see all the African dances in the Santería. Holguín is actually the home province of Fidel Castro. But it is less Afro-influenced than a city like Santiago de Cuba.
Or Havana,
absolutely. There's also a wonderful film festival in the province of Holguín in the town of Jibara. It's called the Cine Pobre, and that's been in existence for many, many years. And I had the privilege of attending the opening festivities of the Cine Pobre Festival. And so, you know, my hope is at some point that we can bring Cuban films and have an exchange possibly between the Santa Fe Film Festival and Cine Pobre and Holguín. So these are the kinds of things that we're hoping with our sister city association.
Now, what is the status of people's ability to travel, Americans' ability to travel to Cuba? I mean, Cuba is happy to have Americans. It costs $15 at the airport to get a visa, and you can just go right in. But in terms of the United States rules, what's up right now?
This policy has recently changed. As of April 11th, President Obama has opened up travel possibilities. Now it's easier for humanitarian groups to go, for religious groups to go, and it's still a slightly complicated process. I've been going, for example, on what's called a general license for professionals who can claim officially that they're doing cultural work or professional work there. Many Americans go to Cuba without a general license, or they just travel just because of their pleasure, and there are no problems coming back to the United States.
There have been in the past.
There have
People
been
get
often
all sorts
many
of fines slapped on
I know.
Them.
Well, very often, even though I've had permission, when I come back through United States Customs, I'm called aside, interrogated. My luggage has gone through and everything, but a process can take an hour or more. This last time, I said I was in Cuba conducting, doing concerts, and United States Customs agent said, fine, and I just walked through without any problems. So I think things are opening up a little bit more. There are certainly many more Cubans from the United States going without any problems whatsoever. Cash transfers are easier to go. Many Cubans are able to send more money to their families. And on my last trip, I spent the month of February in Cuba. I had concerts in Santiago de Cuba and also in Havana. And there are new restaurants opening up. Life in
restaurants?
Oh, yes. Many new private restaurants are opening up. Wonderful private things. Of course, many of them with assistance of their family and relatives in the United States. But it's amazing the number of new restaurants opening up.
Are they frequented pretty much only by foreigners?
No, also by Cubans.
Really?
By Cubans.
What's the economy like there now?
Cuba
was terrible the last time
yes,
I was there.
Yes, the economy still is struggling. And also something very interesting is the changes going on now with the Cuban economy. Raul Castro, who's presently the president, is trying to open up things, trying to change jobs that were primarily government jobs and to open up the private economy. So many
Wait a minute, capitalism?
A kind of capitalism, yes. They're opening up golf courses. Now you can actually buy a home in Cuba with complicated procedures, but you can buy a home.
You mean foreigners can buy?
Certain foreigners. I don't know whether Americans can, but certainly foreigners, you can. Cubans,
and Cubans also?
Cubans, you used to go to the Prado in Havana, and people were exchanging homes, and there was a big on Sunday. Everyone would have a little sign saying, do you want my home? I'll trade you for this. I need a room, or I need this or that. And now Cubans can buy homes on the open market. Taxi drivers who before had to have special licenses can now pick up foreigners and drive people without worrying about being fined. So I had many excursions in Cuba with people, taxi drivers who told me, you know, last year I wouldn't have been able to pick you up and take you to this and that location, but now we're able to do so. So there are many changes going on, and it's a process. It's very exciting, actually.
That's very interesting. And we're talking to Bernard Rubenstein. Now, there's an event on, I guess, a week from today, Wednesday, June 29th, at 7 o'clock at Santa Fe Prep, where you will be speaking, and Reed Callanan, the director of the Santa Fe Photographic Workshops, and Lewis Head, who has been very active in U.S.-Cuba cultural exchanges of all kinds, will be there. Well, tell us about this event.
Well, this will be a meeting of the Santa Fe Olguin Sister City Association. And for our program, we've invited Reed Callanan, who's the director of the Santa Fe Photo Workshops, who has taken the participants in the photo workshops on many trips to Cuba. And as a matter of fact, they plan to have an association with Cuba, so they're going again this coming November. And
are they photographing other things besides 1950s Chevrolets?
I'm not certain what they're doing. It'll be interesting to see what they show. But I know they have a whole project of repeated trips in the future going to Cuba. They're setting up an association with Cuban photographers, and Cuban photography has an extraordinary history, as you well know. So Reed will be showing photos from one of their recent Cuba trips, and also Lewis Head, who is one of the founders of U.S.-Cuba Cultural Exchange, and he's very knowledgeable about Cuban affairs, will lead a discussion about present changes in Cuban travel relations and also the Cuban political and economic scene. So it should be a very lively evening, interesting discussion about everything that's going on in Cuba, and we hope this might lead to a trip to Cuba by our Santa Fe Olguin Sister City Association.
What would it take for a Santa Fean to join in such a trip?
Once we get the details, probably all it would take would be a strong interest and pay whatever travel fees that we would decide would be necessary to do it. But this is a little bit in the future. But we do hope that it should be possible. If we could either go under a humanitarian license or cultural license, but we hope this will be something we will be doing in the future.
Do you have any plans to go back and do more of your own conducting there?
Yes, I'm invited to return to Cuba next year. I'll be spending the entire month of February there.
That's a nice time. It's not too hot.
It's a beautiful time. I'll have concerts in Havana. And I'll have also concerts in Santiago de Cuba.
What is your relationship like with Cuban musicians and other conductors when you go?
It's like family. As a matter of fact, today on my email, I had three emails from Cuban musicians. They're my closest friends and wonderful colleagues. I love the Cuban musicians, and it's literally like family. I go, and they're my brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful relationship. And everyone knows that Cuba has incredible popular music, salsa and dance music, but less well-known is their excellence in classical music, both orchestra, opera, and choral music. Of course, we know there are the Cuban National Ballet, of course, is world-renowned as well.
Well, they've got conservatories like nobody's business.
Absolutely, and one thing I should mention is Holguín has an entire system of music schools, from the most elementary through an advanced conservatory. So anyone who wants to visit our sister city in Holguín can see the wonderful programs they have for music study for children.
The event is on Wednesday, the 29th of June at 7 in the evening at Santa Fe Prep. For more information, you can write to Santa Fe Holguín Sister Cities at yahoo.com or call 989-7237. Bernard Rubenstein is a conductor and president of the Santa Fe Holguín Sister City Association. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.